You know, when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. We talk about things that other people don't know. We talk about things that are taboo for mainstream media. That's right. We talk about the other life forms in the galaxy, some of which are here now trying to take out the bad guys for us because they want to free us from the enslavement that has been perpetrated upon the human race. If you don't know anything about that, you must be watching CNN fake news or one of the other fake news stations, because they'll never talk about that. They'll never give you full disclosure of what the government, the secret government our government knows. But it's important to start talking about it now, because the event is coming up. The event is when they all land, just like in the science fiction movie. They're going to do it just like a science fiction movie. Hey, this information is out there on the internet right now. All you have to do is go looking for it. Hey, I tell everybody, go look for Cobra Info 1 on Twitter. One of the most informative entities out there, telling us what's transpiring behind the scenes, what has been transpiring, and that what they are basically going to do is what's been played out in the science fiction movies already. They're going to take over the communications and announce to the world they are going to land their craft and there's nothing to worry about, and then they're going to do it. And then there's going to be full disclosure, then all the bad guys are going to be finally taken off. You know, Soros, the whole gang. They know who the bad guys are, and I hear Soros is actually another being from another planet with a deep hatred for humanity. We don't have too much trouble believing that. But there's so many things that are being talked about out there, and we need to start talking about it here. That's why I talk about it, because the general public needs to become aware that, yeah, the ETs are here, you know, and they're just in their spacecraft out of sight right now, because they want everything to be just perfect when they land, and that will be the event. And then there's a wave of energy coming, and it'll up the frequency of everything. Right now, supposedly, the frequency of the Earth is way beyond the 7.8 hertz or whatever it used to be around that region. And hey, if anybody knows what the exact frequency of the Earth is today, call in. This is a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. If you're, you know, listening through your computer on the BBS radio network, the number's up there, too, for Station 1. That's right. My show is on Station 1. It's called Connect the Dots, in case you didn't gather it. I took the name from my book, Connect the Dots Theory. And one of the most important statements I make in my book that relates to everything that's going on in the world today, Connect the Dots Theory, that's the name of the book, Connect the Dots Theory says that anytime the concerned and caring people of planet Earth put in place a social living system that promotes fairness and consideration for others, the adversaries of mankind, the adversaries of humanity, implement their counter moves and strategies to spoil it. How horrible. And because mankind really prepared for this inevitable reality, virtually all of mankind's great plans end up getting compromised and or sabotaged. And the aforementioned scenario is exactly as what happened to the United States, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's been slowly being eroded away no sooner than it was set up. And that's part of the problems with our government right now. Look at the fiasco going on with the Supreme Court nominee. We have a government that is warring with itself. This us versus them, Dems versus Republicans. This insanity has to be brought to an end. Political party war has to end, because they're all supposed to be serving the U.S. citizens, not just the one group that has the majority. Hey, this is why I'm running for president in 2020. You know, I did it last election too, but I'm doing it the hard way. As a right-wing candidate, I need support of people. You, the listeners, should be lending some support. Hey, go to my site, 2020presidenttomedison.com. I claim to have the best presidential site ever put out there. You can view it from your cell phone. It's easy to understand. And I have four or five short videos there. I didn't even make a new one for this election, because the old ones my agenda is the same: to give the people what they want, to solve all the problems simultaneously. And I explained, taking care of everyone, there's a way to do it. It's only 1 minute and 41 seconds to watch, plus I have the joke video, 30 seconds. I call it political humor. You'll get a kick out of that, too. Check it out. Hey, call me up. Tell me I'm full of crap if you think I am, but I don't believe you will. So anyhow, back to the galactic game that's being war is being waged here. The final battle is on planet Earth. It's good to know that the good guys have finally gotten here, but it's kind of disheartening to know that we're the last ones to be taken care of. Well, whatever. They claim it's been an 8 million year war. Galactic Federation of Light has been having with the bad guys. 8 million years? I mean, come on. You guys should have called me long before, long ago. I would have gave you, I'm sure I was somewhere else in the universe, but you needed some strategies. No reason for a war to go on for 8 million years, please. Hey, we have some great sayings on Earth. Stitch in nine saves time. Or a stitch in time saves nine. You catch it? You catch what we're talking about here? Yeah. Well, hang around Earth a little longer. You'll catch on to these things that we, most of us, know. Anyhow, there's all these interesting things being talked about. You got to look into it. You know, I mean, really. You should be interested. I'm learning new things every day here. Octopuses came from Neptune. Yeah, a lot of the creatures on our world, apparently dolphins and whales came from the Sirius system, or Sirius, like Sirius Radio. You know, they took that name from the star complex, the star known as Sirius or Sirius AB. I think there's even a C also, but I think it's called the Twin Star System. Anyhow, you can look that up, too. That's where they got their name. And there's so much talk and info to learn. Yeah, there's shape-shifting creatures. There's creatures that can disguise themselves in humanoid bodies. I'd like to know how insects can incarnate into humanoid bodies. Yeah, there are the insectoid bad guys, also referred to as arachnid, which means like spiders, scorpions, ticks, etc. Those kind of creepy things. They apparently can incarnate into humanoid bodies. You know, how do they accomplish this? We'd like to hear about that, you know? And Dracos and reptilians, you know, the Dracos are like the dragon-looking creatures with the wings, Mothman-type creatures. And the reptilians, you know, reptile-type creatures, they can incarnate into humanoid bodies, too. But how can they do this? How do they have the right to do that, in fact? Hey. Somebody call up and tell us. We'd all like to know this a little better, too, you know? we wouldn't think that would be allowed, but apparently we don't know all the rules yet. So that's those are amazing things that are happening. Hey, the last show, if you were listening, had some amazing comments, too, talking about every day stating your intentions are out there. Hey, my intentions are to solve all the problems. The only thing that stopped me is I need the authority of being the President of the United States. That is the most powerful authoritative position on this world. And with that authority, I can surely begin solving all the problems simultaneously, because actually all the solutions are known to all the problems already. It's just we have never had anybody in presidential position authority that knew all that I know, and not even close. So that's why I'm looking to be. Hey, if I'm the guy who knows all what all the solutions are, where the solutions are, where they can be found, why shouldn't I be the president? Because we all want the solutions solved, and we all want them done simultaneously, and you actually have to take care of all the problems because everything is connected. A little common sense there, you know? Hey, and I know common sense. Here's something interesting that no matter how hard I try to find out, I cannot find anything definite because there's just so many opinions on it, and nobody, again, somebody call in and straighten this out for us. Like, when did the Age of Pisces begin? When is it supposed to end? Has it ended already? Has things move along? The sky twisted or something in the Age of Aquarius that started early? And there's just all these different figures. I'll just give you a couple. One source of information says Age of Pisces started 148 BCE. The book The 12th Planet says it began in 60 BC. And if you count 160 years to the end of a zodiac sign, you know, you end up with all different answers. and there's people claiming the Age of Aquarius started on December 21st, 2012, you know, at the end of the Mayan calendar. But, you know, then there's these other informations, and there's even some really ridiculous things out there now, you know, disinformation. Some people say, well, the Age of Pisces might last another 600 years. Well, I mean, that's really off. I mean, people can't even get the 2,160-year cycle of an age, zodiac age, correct. Some people are talking 2150. Some people are rounding it off to 2,000 years. I mean, come on. But this is, I wish somebody could bring some finality to this and tell us, like, what your expert source is, because we'd all like to know, you know, something. And we do like to know things definite. We're human beings, and human beings like to know definite things. And I definitely am a human being, and I definitely need like to know things more definitely. You know, sometimes it's okay if it's, but we have such short lives, this makes a big difference in certain ways. And there's all these other things happening, the galactic pulse in the center of the universe. The star seeds are here from the Pleiades. I wish some star seeds would call in if you're listening. You know, hey, you follow me on Twitter, I follow you on Twitter. Hey, you know, you want to follow me on Twitter? It's simple. It's I'm at Tom Anderson Prez, D-R-E-Z. That's it. And I make plenty of statements. I'm very opinionated. That's why I claim the show is better than Alex Jones' show, better than Coast to Coast, because I'm here giving you honest opinions. And I talk a lot faster than most people, and I talk get a lot more jammed into an hour show than anybody else can, because I'm a fast talker and a fast thinker, and I don't stop for a minute. But hey, you're free to call in, and if you talk slow, I'll talk a little slower for you. But meanwhile, I just don't stop. coming up is, it's not far away, October 9th, you know, a most famous person. John Lennon, yeah, it's his birthday, and because I'm a New York City resident, I usually go over to Strawberry Fields some point during the day because there's people there with guitars and playing Beatles songs, and people come and go, and everybody sings along because he's that popular of a guy. I mean, how many people have airports named after the musicians, that is? You know? I mean, really, the airport in Liverpool is now named John Lennon Airport. Most people didn't know that, did you? And, of course, he has, you know, Strawberry Fields in Central Park named in his honor with the little Imagine circle there for his great song, Imagine. Very popular guy, a guy who changed the world without even trying. He did it with his band, the Beatles, and without they just won everybody over. And then he went on to be an advocate for peace. His famous song, "Give Peace a Chance." Of course, nobody told them they're not going to give it. They're not going to give peace a chance because this world is ruled by such evil crap. And that's why we're back to the Galactic Federation of Light, the Galactic Confederation, who are all around our planet, who are all in our solar system, and they're here to free us from the evils that won't give peace a chance. But John Lennon is a very important person. If you're in New York City, be sure to go over to Central Park on the 9th and participate, sing along with the Beatles songs, and participate in that event. You know, you might run into me there. You never know. But I just wanted to give mention to that because he is one of this world's greatest human beings. He ended up giving his life to humanity because the dark side wanted to take him out because they feared him. And they did that on purpose. Absolutely. And that's another mystery that's been swept under the rug, like who was all behind it. But the main thing is he's a very much loved human being. As much loved after his leaving of this world as he was when he was in it. And I don't know what else to say, except John Lennon was a great man. In fact, that's what I was driving a truck day after he was assassinated, and as soon as I got in my truck, I headed to the hardware store the next day, bought a can of paint and a paintbrush, and painted on the back of my truck, "John Lennon was a great man," and rode around the whole day like that. Luckily, the boss never found out about it, but that's a true story. Because I had that much love for that man and his music. And another interesting thing I can tell you about John Lennon, and it shows you the synchronicity of life, how the universe is connected, and was the fact that his wife, Yoko Ono, called for a moment of silence. I don't know, it was a week later or something, at 1:30 in the afternoon or something like that, and I was still driving that same truck at that time, and I pulled the truck over on top of the hilltop to participate in a minute of silence, and when the moment arrived on the clock, snowflakes fell out of the sky, and it wasn't wintertime, so it just goes to show you that I always recognize when snowflakes come down at an exact moment, that's a sign from the heavenly realms that they're watching too, and they're participating. So truth is stranger than fiction. And while we're talking about stranger than fiction, I'm sure here's a little thing that happens to people, not only me, and it's happened with me when I was among people, and they noticed it too. You know, streetlights going off and on when you pass by them. You know, it's obviously some kind of energy field that we're projecting. Or there's other possibilities that could be our guardian angels following us around, and they they've developed this technique to let us know that they're following us. And when we go by a street light, they shut the street light off to let us know, hey, we're here. And then it comes back on when we pass by. And so, that, you know, those are the basic two possibilities that we're doing with our electromagnetic projection without even realizing. But other people have seen it, too, the street lights going off and on when you pass. And I've had it happen to me where I'm walking down the street, and I've also had it, I first noticed it when I was driving with a car, maybe, you know, 60, 70 miles an hour on the highway. And I would notice this as I'm going down the highway, the street lights are going off as I come up to them, and then they come back on after I pass them. And I'm thinking, you know, like, wow, that's strange, you know. First I thought maybe my headlight was beam was putting them out or something. My headlights were fell out of position and was shining up at the lights. But then this started to happen regularly in my life, consistently, and now it's some kind of, it's something. You know, hey, it's a call-in radio show. You know the answer to that, call in, 888-627-6008. Then there's, what else is there? What I call the passing along of thoughts phenomenon. I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but it's been happening to me for, I can't remember when it started, but it was a long, long time ago. You know, sometimes you're in a conversation or something, and you know, while somebody else is talking, you're thinking, and you're thinking of saying something, and then, well, what happens to me is, if I'm thinking about saying something, and then when it, the other person stops talking, if I don't say it right away, within 5 to 10 seconds, someone else in the group is going to say it. Or if it's only one person, the other person is going to say what I just thought. I call it the passing along of thoughts phenomenon. So it's either they picked up my subconscious thinking, or there was a third entity involved that passed, was listening to my thoughts and passed those thoughts into the mind of somebody near, and they come out and say it as if they had thought it. Hey, maybe you've experienced this too. So there, again, there's a few possibilities. Some of these things we don't know. We don't really get the answer to until we're in the afterlife or higher dimensions or one of those places. And what about games? You know, games are really, they're teaching us a lot of hidden information. You just don't realize it. Another good reason to buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, if I don't advertise it, nobody will. I hate to say it, but the company I signed up with to publish my book, which I had to pay, by the way, to publish the book, they're just like, you know, they didn't really do any help to get me any book sales, really. You know, what are you going to do? You live and you learn. But so anyhow, that's why I use this show opportunity to talk about my book. My book, clearly, I have a whole chapter on games and explains the basic common games and what the pieces in the games or the playing boards represent. I mean, there's so many things like chess boards, checkerboards, same board, but 8x8. Do you know that checkerboards, the 8x8 grid is used to used by people who work with DNA creations? You know, they might not be people, they might be spirit entities, whatever, but they use six, I explain it, and I draw the diagram, they use six chess board size platforms to six chessboard platforms of DNA items that they can mix. So there are 64 spaces on a chessboard, checkerboard. You multiply that by six, and you get your number. I don't know what it is, 384 or something like that. But that's, and now if you know anything about cubes, you know, the cube has six a perfect cube has six sides and they're all equal. Now, if you envision a cube made out of six checkerboards, so we could say they use a cube where the 384 elements, DNA elements to work with, you know, to create different types of life forms. That's quite a variety there. If we do the permutations on that, it's pretty pretty big. And here the scientists work where we get the GCAT four things, G-C-A-T. Or you can, you know, it could be the C-TAG, C-T-A-G. That's only four. So there's quite a variety of life forms that can be created. Yes, life forms are created. That whole stupid nonsense we had here in school, and they probably still teaching me that, life kind of puts itself together. No, it doesn't happen. Life forms are created by those who have the talents, the knowledge, and the materials to work with, and then they are implanted on worlds. Then after the implantation of life forms, the evolution of those life forms take place and all have some altering effects. You know, that's what's interesting about flat Earth. I don't even consider it, but the whole idea is actually crazy. But I don't even want to get into it. It's that crazy. But hey, if you want to call in and put forth your so-called proof, we'll have a little fun with it. Yeah, flat Earth, yeah. Who discovered flat Earth? Was it the guy who sailed the ship to the edge and never came back? That's the guy who discovered flat Earth. And he telegraphed, telepathically sent a message back. Hey, I'm falling off the edge of the world. Talk about the edge of the world. And, you know, there's another thing that's being talked about a lot out there on the internet. Gartha, the city, state worlds under, honeycombing themselves inside the earth. And then there's all kinds of hidden places on Earth where civilizations from other worlds have holed up on our planet. A lot of the bad guys are holed up, but there's some good guys too. Hey, there's the story of what? The 11-mile tunnel into the place out in California where the Lemurians supposed to have made their last stronghold, Mount Shasta. You know, I'm almost tempted to take that walk if I was ever out there. Well, anyhow, back to what's going on. You know, we've got all these creatures here on our world. You know, they're hiding out, masking themselves as humanoids. And if you haven't seen the movie, it's called They Live. I think it's 1988. Starring Roddy Piper, one of the famous professional wrestlers of all time. And it's the movie where he puts the sunglasses on and all of a sudden he sees the reality of all the billboards and their subliminal messages. And it's very easy to hide subliminal messages. Buy yourself a magic eye book and start looking at the pictures and you'll see... There's several magic eye books out there. And you'll be quite convinced that there's a lot that can be hidden behind any picture. And your eyes will pick it up. And it might only be registered in your subconscious. But guaranteed, most of those signs and billboards and electronic media out there, and probably even on coming off the televisions, screen too, there's hidden messages there to mind control you, to trick you into doing what they want you to do, which is obey, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's it. The movie is called They Live. And when he puts the sunglasses on, he also sees the true-looking aliens, the bad ETs that are here that are somehow, by some holographic trick or mind projection, can make themselves look human, so we accept them and pass them by on the street. And don't realize that they're walking among us. Yes, they walk among us. And so it's a very important movie to watch. Another important movie that I also talk about in my book, because I have a whole section divided to what devoted to what science fiction movies are revealing, hidden realities they're revealing, and there's at least a dozen of them that talk about how do we get rid of the aliens. We destroy them with vibrational frequencies. Meanwhile, that brings us around to 5G. That's what the bad guys are trying to do with us, destroy our health with vibrational frequencies, the 5G network. You know, I heard the Trump administration is behind this. Are they all that friggin' stupid? I don't know what else to say. I mean, educated scientists and doctors are trying to lobby the Congress. Good luck. They don't understand. The only way to lobby the Congress is you got to come in with a lot of money. They're not going to listen to logic, but they're aware that this is a health hazard waiting to unfold and kill many people. You know, just some common sense should tell you the 5G system is going to vibrate your water molecules 92,000 times a second. Human bodies weren't designed to handle that. Unless you're some super evolved soul, you're going to fall victim to this. And so are your children and your pets and all your loved ones. That's why I talk about it. It's time to realize that we, the people, have to organize to maybe stop this ourselves. They got all the stuff up on the telephone poles already. They've got the Gwen Tower systems. Look it up on the internet on top of buildings already. Get yourself a microwave meter. I got myself one. And believe me, there's places where people are being cooked already with the 4G system. And we don't know whether they're going to shoot this all out at once or just gradually turn up the juice and cook us like the frogs gets cooked in a jar of water when you turn the heat up slowly and slowly. He doesn't realize to jump out before it's too late. They might do that approach with this 5G. But it's the system is up and ready to go. They only have to put the final pieces on it. In some neighborhoods I've seen, they got the final pieces up already. They're just waiting for the order. Turn on the juice, and you're going to be cooked in your home, whether you're hooked into Wi-Fi or not, because it's just going to broadcast out, go through walls, unless you put up, you spot the transmitter nearby and find out what direction it's coming, and aluminum plate your whole house. That seems to be the only thing that stops it, outside of a couple of feet of concrete or something like that. Goes through brick walls, or unless you're living underground, then you don't have to worry about it probably. You got to go out, and you go out on the street being cooked. I mean, this is serious stuff. I'm in Manhattan just about every day, and all the major avenues in Midtown Manhattan, I don't have time to run up and down every street, but all the major avenues in the hustle and bustle area of Manhattan are cooking off the scale on my microwave meter. You know, if you spend too much time on these streets, you're gonna it's gonna affect your body, and there's probably people living right under these things. You know, you have to get at least one block away, if not two blocks, and sometimes four blocks away to not be cooking in this microwave soup. And this is serious stuff. It's serious stuff already, and they really haven't turned on the 5G, you know, but it's coming, and they're going to do it, and it's being done on purpose to cook you, to make you sick. I'm sure the big pharmaceutical companies are in on it too, and the fake doctors are in on it, because once everybody starts getting four-stage cancers, what are the dumb sheeple going to do? They're going to run to the hospital or the doctor. The doctor's going to say, oh, you got four-stage cancer. We got to give you chemo and zap it and kill it. And the chemo will eventually put the final nails in the coffin, because that is not a legitimate cure. Just because they were lucky enough to cure a few people with it who had strong immune systems and could bounce back, doesn't mean they're going to be able to do it for everybody. In fact, it's a proven fact. Most people who go for chemo end up worse off than when they started and die sooner. Meanwhile, we shouldn't even have to be dealing with this, because the 5G network shouldn't be turned on. But you better listen, people. You know? I'm doing a public service here by talking about it. Nobody's paying me to do it. But you need to hear the truth. 5G is death. You know, death to you and your family, including your pets. And don't be sending your children to school without getting a detection made. Public schools are 5G microwave ovens now. Well, it's not 5G yet, it's only 4G, but it's a microwave oven even with the 4G. And you're going to send your school, your children to school, to public school? You need to check out your public schools. I mean, really, and the only way you're going to check it out is you don't ask them what the situation is, because they don't know what the situation is themselves, and if they did, they would just lie to you. They wouldn't tell you the truth. You have to go walk into school, get yourself a decent microwave meter, ask for permission to go into school and check out the rooms during the day when the systems are operating. And if they refuse to let you do that, just rip your kids out of the school immediately, because their health is in jeopardy in public school systems. And you better put your foot down with this vaccination bullshit, and that's what it is. They're killing your children, making them sick, making them infertile with vaccinations. This is a deliberate plot to depopulate the world. And it's going along according to plan. Hey, if they can make every young person infertile, eventually there'll be no, the human race will die out, because no one can have children anymore. And how do they do that? They did it with vaccinations, and they did it with 5G. They're doing it already with vaccinations, and they're doing it already with 4G. 5G will be the final nails in the coffin. This is reality we're talking. This isn't a science fiction movie. It's playing out like one, but this is reality. Everyone in America is in jeopardy, because the government has been sufficiently bribed to pretend nothing's happening. I mean, how stupid are these people? It's going to affect them, too. But they're so greedy and money-hungry, and, of course, that's why they got in politics, to make money, that they've turned a blind eye to real science here that's telling us this stuff is no good. It doesn't even make any sense. Why would you bring something, such high-tech electronics, and force it on everybody, and you haven't did any health study testing? None whatsoever for the 5G. Why is it happening like that? Because they want to take you by surprise. They want everyone to start getting cancer and start dying, you know? More money for the pharmaceutical companies. More money for the fake doctors. Again, it's all about money and greed. Yet these same stupid senators and House of Representatives people that voted for the telecommunications companies to get away with this nonsense, you know, instead of giving you fiber optics, it's a little cheaper for them to set this up, and they don't care, you know, because they are only interested in making money. That's great for them. Oh, we don't have to do any medical testing. We've got that all covered because we bribed everybody in Congress to agree to it. This is the reality of where we are today. Don't trust the government. Because they are public enemy number one. They have sold you out, just like they're doing in every other country in the world. The governments are selling the people out. And it's all about money. Greedy, no good people without a conscience. And they have sold us all out. So where does that leave us? We have to solve these problems ourselves, ending with the chemtrail nonsense. Come on. President Trump could have stopped that day one if he really was an intelligent person and knew the dangers that he's allowing to happen. Yeah, you know. But he's probably been conned by the military people. You know, the military people want the chemtrails up there because it helps them better with their radar detection for whatever they're looking for. But it's not worth it at the price of poisoning the earth and making people sick and destroying whole states like California. You know, there's another tragedy, ongoing tragedy, California. The egghead governor with his stupidity, you know, making one bad decision of another. And come on, is he really that stupid, doesn't see the chemtrails? Is he really that stupid, doesn't know that the energy weapons are starting fires and burning people's cars where there's not even any trees from the forest fire? Making a mockery of his state? What is he doing about it? He's probably got enough bribe money. He doesn't care, you know. And he's just, and of course, the mind control is so sophisticated now. You can beam the mind control machines on anybody. And if they're not aware that it's being done to them, you've got their mind in a total nothingness. I wonder why these people are so brain dead. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Listen, Washington, D.C., the obelisk in the center of the city is a mind control device. Anything with a pyramid on top, it can be used as a broadcaster receiver. And all they have to do is broadcast. The scientists know all the frequencies. If they broadcast certain frequencies over the whole city of Washington, they will keep everybody pretty much brain dead. That's one of the reasons nothing ever gets done right there. That's one of the reasons that the world's largest obelisk is in the center of Washington, D.C. From the very beginning, it was, you know, slapped in there pretty well. And, of course, the outline in the city proves it's ruled by evil. Again, you don't know that because you don't pay attention to geometry. That's why I tell everybody you should buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I'll open your eyes up to what the significance of the geometry is. Anything that's set up not in line with the true directions in Washington, D.C., they made an attempt to not set it in line with the true directions. That's the mark of the false gods, the mark of the evil world controllers, the off-world creatures that have been controlling our world. Read the book, The 12th Planet. You'll find out, hey, it's in the Sumerian records. You know, they came to Earth a long, long time ago, and they set up shop. They saw how stupid people were. They set themselves up as the false gods, and then they had stuck their paws in all the religions that were ever started to taint them as much as possible. And it's there, you know. And that's why the book's called Connect the Dots Theory, because I'm drawing all the connections there. I am connecting the dots, and that's why you should read it, so you can become an educated person and you get a little understanding about chakras, too. Why isn't that taught in public school, huh? Hey, well, public school is indoctrination, brainwashing, you know. The last show tonight, Mr. Charles Green, the ET Yoga himself, talking about the 12 chakras. You know, there's seven, most of us are maybe... Well, some of us have heard about the seven chakras inside the body. And if you don't know anything about chakras, get my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and I'll connect a few things to you with that. But there's also there's the other five referred to as outside of the body, 12 chakras. 12 is a magical number. I explain that, too, why 12 is a magical number. My book explains a multitude of things. That's why I tell people to buy it. It's not because I'm trying to say, hey, I'm great, I got all this stuff together. The book was designed to educate people who read it to about the things that they don't know about it. And I'll still claim it today that I've got things in that book, Connect the Dots Theory, that nobody on the face of this earth has ever put into a book. And I've got pictures that nobody has ever taken that I put into that book. I I'll even go as far as to say I talk about things in that book that even some of the members of the Galactic Federation of Light don't know about. You know? Hey, if you don't want knowledge, well, then don't buy the book. But the book is loaded with knowledge. And you can read the whole thing in one night. There's no filler. A little less than 100 pages of text. More than 50 35-millimeter folders showing you things you never saw before, plus diagrams of other things that I adequately drew to describe what was going on at certain points and certain times where I was. And it coins new words, broad attraction flypaper. Buy the book and really understand what it is, because everybody hooks into it whether you know it or not. And once you hook into it, well, you have to make an attempt. It goes with you for the rest of your life unless you make an attempt to get rid of it or somebody helps you get rid of it. And we all step into it. Thought attraction flypaper has to do with understanding how the universe works. Your mind makes connections with things whether you know it or not. And I talk about telepathic communication. If you had it, well, you know it exists. If you haven't, you can learn about it by reading about it. Because I explain it pretty well. And just let me switch topics here. You know, I do favors for people all the time because that's what in life is about. It's important about doing things for other people. And I just want to, if you got new listeners have pencil and paper, you might be interested to know that the original antibiotic that was exclusively used before 1934 when penicillin was discovered was colloidal silver. It was very expensive back then, but nowadays you can get it at a reasonable price. And the best colloidal silver to get is you call this number, 1-800-952-7921. It's the only company that sells you 1,100 parts per million, which is effective on about hundreds of different things. It's effective for healing and ailment solving. It's an original. It's the original antibiotic that can't be mutated against by germs. And that's it. 1-800-952-7921. You want to have an antibiotic on hand. Far better than the ones made by the pharmaceutical companies. And you know, and it's important to get the 1,100 parts per million because that's potent enough to take care of any problem. You know, you go to the health food store and you get these things, they're using the catchword colloidal silver, and then you read 5 parts per million, 10 parts per million, 50 parts per million, even sometimes 100 parts per million, but it's not enough. That's only good for a few minor things, you know. Not too much. You need 1,100 parts per million. You need at least 500 parts per million. And I recommend that people get the 1,100 parts per million. All right, one more time, you want to have in your medicine cabinet a natural antibiotic that you can use in an emergency situation or just use, you know, to help maintain your health. The number is 1-800-952-7921. And when you call up, mention that you heard this from Tom Edison on the Connect the Dots radio show. And thank you for listening. I hope that will help some people out. The angel is coming your way. No, the event is coming our way. The slogan is Victory of the Light. And supposedly what's happening, the Pleiadian star seeds are here doing whatever they do to anchor the light into planet Earth to help the increase the vibrations of the planet, help us increase our vibrations, because the destiny of the Earth is to go into what's called the fifth dimension. And if you don't understand all this talk about dimensions, again, buy my book, Connected Dots Theory. It's made for just average common people to understand. I kept the words as simple as possible, and I'll explain the dimensions and the overtones, you know, 12 basic dimensions, and there's 12 overtones to each one. That's 144 separate realities that could hypothetically exist in the same space. There was a reason for that. But 144, how gross, right? There's that number coming in again. So anyhow, you see how 12 is connected to things. The 12 signs of the zodiac. I talked about it in my book, Connected Dots Theory. And some of the most important information the people of this time need to be educating themselves about, because you're not going to, the things I'm talking about in that book, you're not going to hear on mainstream media, you're not going to hear in college, definitely not high school, and your government is not going to tell you about. So, and the purpose of the book is to educate people, to make them become more aware, learn about your abilities, learn who you are as a human being, you know? Your four visible overlays on a physical body. You're not, you know, not what the school has told you or the doctors have told you. It's important to know who you are and start taking control of your life and start learning about breath, you know, and setting intentions. And my intention is to serve everyone. And where did I get that intention at? It's in that famous book called the Bible, the book of Mark, chapter 9, verse 35. And that's my intention right there. And I'm doing my best to, all I need is the access of that position of authority, and believe me, because all the solutions to all the problems are known already, I'll do it in no time, really, because I know what to do in this authoritative position. You know, everybody's praising President Trump, and sure, he's 10 times better than all these other jerks we've had in the White House, but at the same time, I'm 100 times better than him, because I know 100 times more better than him. In fact, I probably know 1,000 times more better than him, because I know a little bit about everything, you know. He still, you know, he still has to go around and listen to advisors, yeah, in the military. I'm sure that's why he doesn't know anything about the chemtrails the military told him we needed for, sophisticated radar. Well, I wouldn't accept that as the final answer on the situation, because there's no need for poisoning the earth. And of course, all the high-ranking officials in every part of the government have been taken over already. They're mind-controlled, believe it. You know? That's why everybody hates Trump, because he's not mind-controlled, but he still can be controlled by the people around him. You know? I mean, that's the way it is, unless you have a real a dominating personnel, and he does, but it's not as dominating as mine is. I'm not going to be asking for advice from anybody. I'm going to be ordering people what to do and telling them, look, hey, you know, this is what I want you to do. You can do it, right? And they'll either agree with it or they're not going to be around too long, because that's what public servants are supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be serving the public. In regard to the fact, hey, I have to talk the harsh reality. Our government is not going to save us. They're not going to give us full disclosure. And you see, we're the U.S. government is. It's divided down the middle, us versus them, Democrats versus Republicans. And so most things, it's just stagnation. It's like an overplayed game of tic-tac-toe. So don't expect any help from the government, because they're in their own quagmire. But a good movie, and you can find it on the internet and watch it for free because the copyright is gone. Anything over 50 years, over 50 years ago, the copyright is gone unless they renewed it. There's a movie out there, it's a fine British movie. I think it's 1957, it's called Quatermass 2. Quatermass 2, Enemy from Space. And it shows what happens when all the government people have been overtaken and mind controlled by an alien entity, that the common people have to come together and take care of the situation themselves. So there's a valuable lesson in watching that movie. It's quite intriguing if you haven't seen it before, but it kind of typifies exactly almost where we're at now. We got money being disappearing out of the government, being spent on projects we know nothing about, told nothing about, and all the key people in the top positions pretty much have been taken over, mind controlled or cloned or whatever. So, hey, what can I tell you? I've told you. Hey, let me tell you what else is happening in the New York area, just in case you're in this area. They're sabotaging the public transportation systems. I mean, they had a stupid train derailment in Penn Station and made misery for tens of thousands of commuters. Who knows, maybe 100,000 commuters, because a train jumped the track traveling like at 5 miles an hour, and they still haven't even figured out why. It's probably sabotaged, just like all the other things that have happened with Amtrak. It's probably sabotaged. It's a false flag event, because they want to, and that's what they're doing with the New York City subway system. They're sabotaging the old equipment. I don't have to prove it. It's obvious, because that's where the money is. Then you ask for new money, public money, to get new contracts, and every time you get a new contract, you get a kickback from the new contractor. That's how it's done. Hey, this is why I should be the next president, because I know how these shams are worked. Anyhow, we're getting to the end of the show, and everybody has their personal job to do, like raise your love vibration, put more love out there, you'll get more. And be kind to people whenever you can. Smile, and the world smiles with you. Love is the most powerful force in the universe, and that's why we need to project more of it. But it's difficult to project love when our stupid governments have us bogged down in all this crap and are allowing us to be destroyed by the bad guys. May the event happen soon and they land their spacecraft. Can they get, please, my request out there, can you fasten this up? I don't care. I'm tired of hearing excuses. Just land and get this over with so we all can move on and enjoy life. You know, I'm a little, I'm a complainer, yeah. And believe me, if I was running the show, the job would have been done already, because I don't take no for an answer, I don't waste time, and I move fast. Well, I got to move fast and end this show. Hey, this was a call-in radio show. There were no callers, though. Well, oh well. Maybe the phone system's down. Anyway, this is the end of the show. If you listened to before, you know I ended with two of my songs. The end lead guitar part to my song, Are You the Partying Kind, followed by my anthem, that could be an anthem for everyone called I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, go to CD Baby Music Store. The link's right on the BBS radio show, you know, Saturday, Station 1, 10 p.m., connect the dots. Hit on the name of the show and text you to the CD Baby link and purchase some of my music. It's Mind Enlightening, and there's rock and roll party songs there, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to give you the countdown. When I get to zero, you play the music, and we're out of here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stance without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.